She held her breath, willing him to keep riding. Whatever message he carried had clearly come with the instruction not to spare the horse. If it was from Brandon, it was not good news. Mercifully, the messenger passed below the window in a flurry of chestnut and flowing crimson, a cloud of dust billowing in his wake as he sped up the road. Natalie found herself able to breathe again. Hours earlier, she might have entertained herself by attempting to guess where the rider was going and what tidings he brought, but she was only capable of dark thoughts now. She wrapped her arms around herself and fought off a shiver. "Where are you?" Her question rode on a puff of vapour out into the rosy-skied evening. Closing the window, she turned back to the room. After a month of fruitless searching, shivering through the night in wet clothes and drafty tents, foraging for meagre meals, the small, simple room in the roadside inn was practically palatial. Brandon's armour gleamed in the corner of the room, laid out so Natalie could learn the names of all the pieces. Eager to excel at her new role as squire, she had polished and repolished it that morning until her arm ached and he had teased that she would wear through the steel. How she wished he had worn it when he rode out to meet the other champions who were joining their hunting party. Their quarry was one of their own, Henry Purcell, the dragon, the champion who had organised the bandit attack on Blackmere and fled before his secret was discovered. There had been no sign of Henry since, but even so, Natalie worried. Every clatter of hoofbeats, every raised voice coming from the bar below, spiked her pulse. Skilled, vicious, and fueled by ambition, Henry Purcell was as dangerous as he was cunning. As Natalie set about straightening the worn grey bedsheets for what might well have been the 20th time, a sharp knock on the door turned her lungs to iron. She bolted across the room and flung open the door. "He's not back yet, then?" Genevieve asked in lieu of a greeting. Natalie shook her head. The champion's expression remained neutral as she gave a casual one-shouldered shrug. "The bear never does anything quickly." Natalie stepped aside to allow Genevieve into the room and closed the door behind her. The champion strode towards the bed, her boots thumping on the wooden boards. She peered down her nose at the sheets, as though assessing whether they were clean enough for her to sit. "I hate this inn." Natalie fought back a grin. "Not as nice as Blackmere's tavern, is it?" "No, no it isn't." Since the day they had set off from Blackmere, Genevieve's temper had grown sourer and sourer. Natalie knew the cause. She knew why the champion's sullen gaze drifted to the east whenever she thought no one was looking, and why her expression hardened at the end of every unproductive day. Genevieve, the indomitable warrior known in the arena as the Thorn of the Rose, was in love. And the woman she longed to be with was more than 100 miles away, a barmaid working in the tavern in distant Blackmere. Compared to Genevieve's heartache, Natalie's anguish at being away from Brandon for a day seemed pitiful. The bed squawked as Genevieve sat upon it. "I need help writing Jenny a letter." She braced her elbows on her thighs and let her hands dangle between her knees. "I want to tell her we're still searching for Henry, but have found nothing, and that I think about her every day. I don't want her to think I've forgotten her." Natalie could not help but smile. "I don't think you need to worry about that, but I'll help you write it." Genevieve buried her face in her hands and released a weary breath. When she raised her head again, her eyes were glazed. "Do not tell anyone." "Of course. Your heart's icy reputation is safe."